He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, the 5-11, the May 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. And Rob Sanford. I'm the president of Gunderson Capital Management. What are you?
I'm the deckhand.
Okay, that's okay. Hey, we got a leak in the bilge. Can you go check on it?
I'll be the relief skipper.
There is a leak in the bilge this morning. The Dow is down 132 points. Hey, who's going to be the first person to call us and say, is this market okay?
It'll start about 30 minutes from now.
Yeah, Lisa better get here. Yeah. I better send a text message to Lisa. Lisa, you better get here early today.
The sky is falling.
The sky is falling. We're clear down to 20,810. We're down 0.6%. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ following suit down 43 points, 6,085. The S&P down 14 to 2,385. Well, crude oil's up. They're happy in Texas and New Mexico. They're up 46 cents per barrel on the crude, $47.79. What else do we have going on? Gold, they're happy there. Hey, they're looking for a constitutional crisis in the gold markets, I think. Gold is up $4.80, $1,223. Silver is up 6 cents to $16.26 per ounce. The euro is up against the dollar today, 1.0867. And you would think the bond market would be rallying today and interest rates would be falling, but it's not. I think the inflation numbers came in hotter than expected, like taking sourdough out of a Dutch oven. Watch that steam that escapes. A little hotter than expected. 2.41 this morning on the 10-year yield. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour. So what gives, Mr. Gunderson? You're the guy who's told us to stay in the market since March, late March of 2009. What's wrong with the market today? Should we flee?
Okay, now here's the deal. I remember years and years and years ago, we drove down the coast, the Baja Pacific coast, ended up on a couple of little pinnacles called Alijos Rocks.
You mean by boat?
By boat.
You can't get there by car.
350 right. miles south of San Diego, yep. Alijos Rocks. We got down there, did not catch a single fish.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. The current was wrong. The water was green. Yeah, the temperature was wrong. Everything was wrong. And everybody was whining and complaining to the captain.
Yeah.
Everybody's whining.
Yeah.
Said, oh, this is the end of the trip. The trip's over. It's ruined.
It's ruined.
And he said, no, we're going to stick with it. The current's going to change. The tide's going to change. We're in the right spot. We're just going to fish harder. And bam, the next day we killed them. The captain was right.
There you go.
And for how many years now have you been right?
Well, I mean, listen, 8 years plus, and I'm not a perma bull.
No, no, you're not, but you've done the research. You know that's the place to be.
Well, nothing changed in the earnings picture for the market from yesterday to today. I think what's happening is, look, there's a war chant out there.
There is.
To get Trump. There's an absolute war chant.
Off with his head.
And it's been a war chant since he entered into the race. And there's especially been a war chant since he beat Ms. Clinton. And the war chant is just the drums are beating a little louder here today with all of this Comey. And he's the one investigating the Russian collusion. And we're going to have a constitutional crisis.
And the war chant's from the same folks who wanted to fire Comey a month ago.
Well, and don't forget the Republicans weren't exactly happy with Comey when he gave Hillary a clean bill of health.
After laying out the case against her.
I just think Comey probably stuck his nose. He kind of, almost like he likes to be in the limelight. And that's really not the job of the FBI director, to be in the limelight, to be determining elections.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? I can remember we were at, I took you guys out to lunch when we first came to Carlsbad. When we heard we were over there at lunch when we heard him pronouncing that there would be no further investigation of Miss Clinton, you know.
And scratching our head.
And then I remember where I was when I heard we're opening the investigation back up again. So, you know what? Listen, it doesn't impact earnings of the S&P 500, even though today you might think, oh, my gosh, we haven't seen a down 100 day in a long time. In the meantime, let's look at the economy. Jobless claims come in today at 236,000. Anything under 300,000 is bullish for the economy. We're well under that. The jobs market still looks very, very good.
I heard on the radio this morning it's the lowest unemployment claims since 1988.
There you go.
1988.
Yes. I mean, it's still a good jobs picture. That's one tributary that flows into the economy. Now, one thing that did come in a little hot today, inflation. The producer price index is up 2.5 over the last year, which is okay, but today's print was 0.5. That's for 1 month. So if you extrapolate that out, that's a 6%. That's like that thermostat on my left engine. Is that port? Is left port?
Yeah, it is port.
I still get confused
by
that.
No, I think left is four letters and port is four letters. That's how you remember.
Okay, I've got it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Guy yells down to me, hey, start the port engine. I start the one on the right, you know. the port engine.
Four letters.
I guess I'm just not a sea man at heart, even though, you know, my we're all from the British Isles and Norway. They got to be seafaring people. They came over here on a boat, for heaven's sakes.
But they didn't have a port and starboard engine.
No.
They just had
that sails.
Sails or
they,
oars.
They didn't have an impeller that was fried like my impeller.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, in fact, our fishing was ruined by a single impeller.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be careful. Same way with the portfolio. You don't want a shredded impeller in that portfolio there. Producer price index is up 2.5. That's pretty hot. 0.5. I don't know where the inflation's coming from. I really don't. I mean, I don't see it wherever I go. Think of the downward pressure that an Amazon has put on prices. There's the reason why you don't have inflation. I mean, they've driven prices down. And think of the downward pressure that Home Depot kept keeping prices low and the price wars that have happened. The only place I see the inflation is probably the supermarket. But now even Walmart is driving prices down for the grocery people. So we'll see. I am not friendly to the bond market whatsoever going forward. I have no exposure. I know I sound like a broken record, but I want to get that message out. Someday you'll say, I'm sure glad Bill Gunderson warned us about the bond market.
Do millennials even know what a broken record is or sounds like? Or you and I do.
Broken impeller. Well, you know, I mean,
you know, you remember that?
A broken record.
Over and over and over, hitting the scratch.
Hit that same line over and over. Right in the middle of Stairway to Heaven.
Because
I listened to it so many times. Oh, all my records.
I think most of our listeners know what that sounds like.
You take care of your stuff, but my records were so scratched because I listened to them so many times. And you know, I'd listen through the scratches in the records. Bank of England stays on hold. You know, that's why you're seeing this action in the European markets, because they have the most favorable monetary policy in the world. And there is a large flow of money that follows monetary policy. Here we've got tightening. They're tightening the screws here in the U.S. And in England, they're saying, hey, 0.25 as we move back towards normal. So you have seen a pretty good rally in the European markets this year because of that favorable monetary policy. And, well, the Eurozone growth outlook's looking a little better. 1.7 is what they're predicting in Europe this year for GDP, up from 1.6. I think they're also happy in Europe about the defeat of the populist parties in France and the Netherlands. That gives them a little more continuity, a little more stability. I'm sure the populists aren't happy in France and the Netherlands, but the market seems to like that status quo in Europe. You know what? Listen, you guys, the millennials, when that Snapchat came public, I did not like it at all. Not at all. Now, I get Snapchats every day from my daughter-in-law, my little grandchild, and every night at the end of the night, I watch her actions during the day. But I'm saying to myself the whole time, how are they ever going to monetize this? Do you know that stock is down 23% this morning?
There you go.
You know how many billions of dollars that is? This was a $21 billion. It's a $21 billion company today. It was like a $40 billion company not too long ago.
I remember the morning it went public. You said, nope. And I said, no. Don't you want on that roller coaster?
No.
And you said, nope, give it a year.
No. Yes.
Don't buy it. Give it a year.
I think even at this level, I think I'd be short that stock. I don't see. I see them taking that thing public and cashing in. You know,
they did.
$2 billion of their loss was paying off the employees that had stock. Okay?
Geez.
Here you go. Here's $2 billion. Yeah, I just don't see where they're ever going to be profitable. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but I didn't buy into the Snapchat. I don't buy into it today. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the retail scene. The retail scene, which keeps getting uglier. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. And, of course, in the second half of the show.
We're only in the second quarter.
We're in the second quarter. But when we get to the third quarter, you got a bunch of questions.
It's the new Ask Bill segment.
That's good. And I don't know what the questions are.
No.
You might blindside me.
I might.
I don't know.
But you know what? The first question I'm going to ask you here in the second quarter, just in case somebody's listening that won't be around in the third quarter, mm-hmm. I want to know where, as of year to date, your ultra growth portfolio is.
You know, I mean, it's happening.
Now, this
year
is called beat your chest time right here.
Well.
Come on now.
I manage four portfolios. I have my premier growth, which is the large caps, mostly from the S&P 500, the Dow, maybe a little from the S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index. And then I have my ultra growth model. Those are the two growth portfolios that I run. And the ultra growth mostly comes from the S&P 600, which is the small-cap index, and the S&P 400. But it can go anywhere in the world. I mean, it doesn't have to be a member of that index, but that's mostly where I shop. Those are mostly the aisles that I shop in. And so I own stocks like CSX Corp, the railroad, Domino's Pizza,
and others.
Shopify.
Come on now, give it up.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to give too many.
No, not that.
But yesterday it hit.
Where you at?
It hit before expenses. It was up 12.9% as of
12.9% year to date. It's only May.
And I listen every week, carefully document all of this. And I send out, you know, I have a live trading audience that gets every time I buy or sell something, you know, they get a push notification and an email through my app, the Best Stocks Now app. And so, if you're following this portfolio, I mean, this is pretty much the portfolios that I manage in that. And I've checked a lot of the actual portfolios, and most of them are right in there in that range.
You know, yesterday,
so far this year,
I spoke to a couple of different clients who said, man, we are so happy that we chose Bill as our fundy manager.
Just wait a couple of months.
That's right. No, they were
wait
thrilled.
Wait till the current shifts.
They were saying, now, where's the market right now compared to your 12.9%?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, the
it's
S&P's
half.
Up 6.5%.
It's half. It's half of what you have done. Now, remember when we
were
kids?
We got a lot of year left to go.
Remember when we were kids, we would call in for the Fish Report
every single night? Every day.
Every single day. You'd call in for the Fish Report, and you'd want to know who was the high boat. Who was the guy that was catching fish? Because that's the boat you wanted to go fishing on. Well, guess who the high boat is in the market?
Well, I'm sure there's guys out there that are doing better. But here. You could have an automated, robotic,
asset allocation
right. That's 60% bonds. The bond market's up 1% this year, maybe flat. It was up 1% last year. And going forward, it's all uphill.
Yeah.
You know how you're coming? Going down. See, California, we usually, when we fish, we go down the coast in the morning, don't we?
That's right.
But coming home, we go up the coast.
Right.
There's a big difference. We call it going downhill, and then we call it going uphill.
Well, the swell comes out of the northwest.
And that's where I see the bond market. The swell is coming out of the northwest, and those portfolios, those asset allocation portfolios, are going to continue to pound and hit and spray water all over the folks.
It's brutal.
That's just what
it's
I see.
Just beat you to death coming home.
Yeah, it's just what I see. So anyways, listen, I still think equities are the place to be. I think even for income, I would much rather own a Caterpillar with a 3% dividend yield than I would wanting to own a Caterpillar bond with a 5% coupon. Because what you have on the one side is you're fighting interest rates. You know, even Caterpillar is at the mercy of those swells hitting you in the face. Because those swells hitting you in the face are interest rates. And now we've got the PPI coming in a little bit hot. That almost guarantees an interest rate hike.
So that's wind on top of the swell.
And we're still only at 0.75% on the federal funds rate. We were at 5.25 to 6 or 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And so I just see, I mean, the weatherman is predicting bad seas ahead for the debt markets. And yet most financial planners, I mean, they are so complacent because they've had these good returns in the bond market for the last couple of decades. And they've been wooed in and lulled in by this formula, this efficient frontier, and be diversified. I call it being de-worsified. I don't believe in being diversified just to be diversified. That makes no sense to me. You've got to choose which of the asset classes are favorable at any given point in time. Now, you go back to the bear market of 08, the bond market did great that year. The bond market was up 32% while the market was down 35%. So, you know what? You've got to take a look at the market every day,
you gotta
every
watch
week,
the weather.
Every month.
Watch the weather.
And you've got to go with the flow. You want to be going downhill. You do not want to be going up.
There's nothing worse than being caught in unexpected weather.
No.
Oh.
No, and you know what? Well, you could say, well, the market looks bad today, Mr. Gunnarsson. Well, I've been right for 8 years and 2 months, and I am just as bullish today as I have been, and I am not a perma bull by any stretch of the imagination. I believe that a little market timing along the way, which makes me an active investor. Oh, no, you've got to be passive. The whole world has turned to passive investing.
The whole world's turned lazy.
We'll see how well passive investing does when the bear in the stock in the bond market really starts to kick in. It's been bad enough since July of last year. But then you get blindsided and double barrel shotgun when the stock market eventually goes into a bear market. That's when I don't want to be in a passive portfolio. That's just me. All right, well, let's think. Speaking of the wind in their face, how about retail? Do you know that Macy's is getting killed again today? Macy's hitting a new,
Look at that.
It's at 25. It hasn't been at 25 since 2010. Their earnings have been growing by 3% over the last 5 years, but no, it's not growing anymore. They're not growing their earnings. Do you know their earnings came in 40% lower than this same time last year? And their sales, those are just people shopping and buying things, down 8% year over year. Now, by contrast, you take a Wayfair or you take an Amazon. I mean, this is a major, major trend in the market. Is Amazon down today? A little bit. It's down 0.5%. Their earnings were up 38% this past quarter, 54% the quarter before that, 206% the quarter before that. That's why the Gunderson portfolios don't have retail in the portfolio. You've got a portfolio and you look in there and you see a Macy's or a Sears or a JC. Well, we're value investors. You know what? Macy's has been a value stock for the last 5 years and it continues to get pounded. That's why you've got to have a little performance in there too. And it's not just Macy's. It's Sears. It's Kohl's. It's Dillard's. I mean, one by one, the bricks and mortar are dropping like rocks. And I continue to own the ETF iBuy, I-B-U-Y, which is the internet online buying ETF. Do you got some questions for me?
I do. Coming up third quarter.
Do we have some books to give away?
We do.
Okay. Stay tuned. Be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What do you do when the market pulls back? You know, the right thing to do for the last 8-plus years has been to look for good stocks that are pulling back. And, you know, I was just showing Rob here. I said a lot of the good stocks are barely budging today. A lot of the really bad stinker stocks, oh, you don't want to buy those. You don't want to be buying Macy's today. You don't want to be buying Snap today. You don't want to be buying Kohl's. You don't want to be buying Dillard's. But I just came upon one. I won't mention it here, but, man, it's pulling back a little bit today, and I just updated my target price on it. I just upped my target price from $350 to $405, and the stock is trading at $245 right now, and it's pulling back 2% today. But that's a powerhouse in the technology sector. It's a smaller company. It's a mid-cap. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll be adding that one to the portfolio before the week is over. I'm already thinking about the article I'll be writing this week.
That starts tomorrow. Starts tonight.
Starts tonight on the newsletter. And you know what? Listen, I've been sending that thing out now for two decades. In 2009, I put out a buy signal on the S&P 500 and the Dow and the U.S. markets. That buy signal has remained in place ever since. I have a sell signal on the bond market. And that's how my asset allocation is. Okay, let's get right to the questions. Give me some questions here. Throw them at me.
Okay, now, this is the new Ask Bill segment. We talk about it during the couple of spots that we started running a couple of weeks ago. And so now we've got a few questions we're going to start reading.
Okay.
And this is the first one. This is coming from, and remember, if we read your question on the air and Bill answers it on the air, we send you a free autographed copy of his Best Stocks Now book.
Which kicked butt, man.
That's right. Hey, free is free. You got to, you know, this is a pretty neat roadmap to take a look at. But yeah. This is from Joe out in Denton, Texas. Where's Denton? Is that right outside Dallas?
I think so.
Okay. So there's north of Dallas, according to Taman out there, and who's in Texas right now running the board. Anyway, Joe out there in Denton says, great idea to answer questions on your radio show.
Thank you.
My question would be, although I believe that I have heard you say that REITs are not a good idea in a rising interest rate environment, there are quite a few REIT types in your income and growth portfolio. And could you explain? I love your show and I love your newsletter. Thanks.
Well, REITs are interest rate sensitive, so I do not like real estate investment trust at this point in time. And as long as rates are rising, I would not own real estate investment trusts. Look, a lot of these real estate investment trusts own shopping malls.
Now, he says there's a few REIT types in your income and growth portfolio.
Correct.
So what's the explanation there?
I'll tell you, there's one little slice of the REIT pie that I like.
Okay.
And that's the data center REITs. Okay, you know, just so happens. Look at this today, Rob.
Okay.
Market's down 100. I own Equinix.
All right.
Which is, they own big storage centers. I'm not talking where people store their boats and their camping gear. I'm talking about data servers. Equinix is up $3.71 today, hitting a new all-time high, and it is a REIT. I own three in that category, and this one has a 1.9% dividend yield. So that's the only slice of the REIT pie. Now, I was riding the mortgage REITs there for a while, had some huge yields, and I just cashed in several of them for like 20, 25% profits. I'm out of every type of REIT imaginable except for these data storage REITs.
All right. Well, there you go.
So we send a book to Joe.
There you go, Joe. All right, here we go. Next question. All right, you ready for this one?
Yes.
All right. This one says, I have multiple 401ks. What is the best thing to do? Oh, I got to tell you who this is from. Just a minute here. This is from Bill. Bill out in Egan, Minnesota.
Oh, we got a lot of listeners. Is he an ice fisherman?
He must be, because everybody there is either ice fishing or walleye fishing.
Don't fall through the ice.
I think the opener for walleye in Minnesota is this week.
Really?
Yeah, like a state holiday.
How come we're not going?
We should be.
We just had our fishing adventure in La Paz.
Ah, come on. That was no fishing adventure.
Fried impellers for breakfast and stuffed with shrimp.
That was you working on the newsletter and me working on the boat.
It's a working vacation. Yeah, all right.
All right, so here you go.
This is question.
I have multiple 401ks.
Why?
Well,
you can only work for one employer at a time.
Here's his question.
Okay.
Be quiet. What is the best thing to do with the older non-active 401k?
Combine them all.
Shh, I'm not finished.
Oh, okay.
Which was left where it was left when I left a former job 13 years ago. It currently sits as a managed 401k. Should I move it to an IRA for more options? Is it a taxable event?
No, it's not. And absolutely, you want to move it to a rollover IRA. Now you've got the whole world to choose from. You can buy these stocks, Equinixes of the world. You're not stuck with their old, stodgy old mutual funds, which are charging you through the nose.
So it's been sitting there for 13 years.
Like my engines in La Paz.
Yes, exactly.
I bet he's got some fried impellers in the 401k.
So he should do what now?
Absolutely, get an IRA roller. We've had people that have had four or five. They must get fired a lot. I don't know. But they'll combine four or five, like $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Now you got a pretty decent little portfolio. Now we can do something with it. We can breathe some life back into that thing, you know. And no, it's not a taxable event. If you go from a 401k to an IRA rollover, it's not a taxable event.
All right. So there you go.
There you go.
Hey, this is a guy named Joe.
Got a book for him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's two to send out.
We've got another one here. Okay. Here we go. The Ask Bill segment. Enjoy your show and recently picked up a few of your recommendations.
Uh-oh.
All right. So he's listening. All right. And this is from Joe in Wisconsin.
Ooh, that's where the Gundersons were at one time.
Which can't.
They came from Norway.
I think they listened to us on the Minnesota station because...
Okay. Yeah, we get a lot of...
We get a little spillover there into
Green
Wisconsin.
Bay.
Yeah, okay.
Around there, Wapaka.
Enjoy your show and recently picked up a few of your recommendations. I'm wondering, since I hear you speak about your different portfolios,
yes,
whether or not as a paid member I have access to those.
Paid subscriber.
All right. For example, your ultra growth portfolio. Please advise. Do I get to see all that stuff?
Well, as
a paid subscriber,
my clients get to see everything I buy and sell during the week. Obviously, I don't want you to think that I'm buying and selling every day. I own these stocks. I try to own them for years if I can. So, and secondly, you know, the ones that subscribe to my live trading, which is $89 a month, they get the full Monty.
They get to see it in real time as
in
you're doing
time, it. In real time, and then every Saturday I give them the password for the newsletter archive so they can go in and look at those four newsletters.
And how much are you up this year?
Well, you know, hey, this is this year. Okay, now.
Come on now.
Now I have the cheap subscription, which is $195. It has everything in it except what's in those. But every once in a while, like last weekend, I unmasked.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You know what? Should we do it again this week?
I think you should. One more time.
Okay.
The Ultra Growth Portfolio.
You talked me into it.
Just one more time.
One more time. So anybody, to everybody this week, I'm going to show them what I own. That's like 28 stocks.
That's pretty good.
And it's like before expenses.
So I always say, if you're not subscribed to the newsletter, you're a knucklehead. All right. So
and then, okay, now there's now let's not forget the free version of the newsletter goes to thousands of people all over the world, which I talk about the markets. I highlight stock. It goes through the leading mutual funds now, the leading ETFs now.
What to do with your ETFs?
Yeah, lots of different
and with
things.
With your TSPs?
Yeah, so you choose the level that you
want to
participate in with here with Gunderson Capital. And it's GundersonCapital.com.
That's right.
Where you sign up for my newsletter.
You got to do that. GundersonCapital.com. Click on the newsletter tab. Sign up, and you'll get to see what Bill's
buying. I put a lot of love into that newsletter.
You sure do.
Thursday,
man, you
Friday,
won't even go
Saturday.
Fishing. You want to work on that
you
thing.
You saw me in La Paz, locked in the room all day writing the
crazy
newsletter.
I was
but
locked
we had
in.
A good fish taco
I
dinner.
Was locked in the bilge of the boat.
Yes.
All right, so here you go. Last question. This is from, you know, he didn't say who this guy is.
Well, we can't
he just
send
says
him a book then.
He's DLG or DLJ.
Do we have an address?
No, he didn't say who he is.
Department of Justice, are they out
there
now?
DLJ.
Okay.
I don't know who
all
that
right,
is.
Right.
Maybe it's DIJ. Anyway, get in touch with us. We need to know who you are. He says he's 76 years old, and he says he's a little slow.
I'm 60 years old, and I'm a little slow.
A lot slow.
Yes.
You came in yesterday and left the doors open on your truck.
I was anxious to get to work.
You were. I walked in. I came into the parking lot, and I saw your van sitting out there, and both the doors were open.
I swear somebody tried to
break
in. Nobody
would break into that van.
No.
All right. Well, last question's coming after the break.
Okay, all right.
We'll all right.
To the last one.
So I'll tell you what. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Rob Sanford and Bill Gunderson, captain of the ship. We're going to give you that last question right after the break. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Breathe in the air. Isn't that what we used to hear on FM radio in Ocean Beach? Right. Gabriel Wisdom. Hey, this is Bill Gunderson, Presto Money Manager, along with Rob Sanford.
Hey, I just got a text during the break.
What, you did?
It says that was a great segment.
Was that your wife?
It was.
Oh, well, that, you know what? That's tainted. I don't know if my wife's
tainted.
Well, it's biased. Okay, my wife
tainted.
My wife's out in South Carolina right now, bringing back two of the granddaughters, and my son-in-law's got to stay. He's in dental school. He's working on molars and occlusions and things like that. And but we've missed the little girls, and she's coming back with a daughter and two little girls. She'll be home Saturday. Meantime, I'm roughing it at home. Refrigerator's bare.
Empty. Oh yeah,
you know how that goes.
Yeah, one.
But
head
it's
of
always
lettuce.
It's bare when she's at home.
She doesn't eat. Your wife doesn't eat. I'm telling you.
But we'll put a shout out. You know, today's our anniversary.
No way.
I don't know how many years, but a
and
lot.
She went to North Carolina on your anniversary.
South Carolina. Yes. Okay. But anyway.
Hey, listen. Right. We got to carry over this last question. All right. Last question from the Ask Bill segment.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to point out that if someone does want to ask Bill a question, just like that new spot we've got running there in the break, all they got to do is go to GundersonCapital.com, fill out the little contact us page, and then right down in the bottom there's a make a comment, ask Bill a question, any question you want. It can be about your personal life.
No.
It can be about your eating habits, a restaurant recommendation.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now you got that.
We know all the best places in
La Paz. We heck, it's you.
I took you to the greatest places
on
earth.
I can't hardly believe every place we go, you look down a side street and around a corner and behind a dumpster and you say, hey, there's a great little restaurant right in there. And we drive over there and sure enough, it is. I said, how in the world do you find these little restaurants?
Yeah, well,
you must have eaten in a lot of bad spots and to find the good ones.
Yeah, you got to weed through. It's like the stock market.
Yeah.
I have 4,500 in my database, and I own about, you know, between my three portfolios, maybe 90 stocks.
Okay.
What it is. I do not want to eat at the number 3,686 ranked fish taco shop in Ensenada.
So your portfolio of restaurants is absolutely amazing. So anyway, if you've ever want to know a restaurant, it's Bill Gunderson. So here's the last question. All right. He wants to know. Doggone it. He wants to know that as a client,
okay,
when he comes on board and he is a personal client of yours.
Currently?
No. He does.
Oh, okay.
When he comes on as a client, all right. He wants to know if he can pay your fees annually or quarterly.
Oh, I'll take it all up front.
You will?
Sure. And then go to La Paz.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
And how does it work? He wants to know how does it work.
Well,
if he pays to have you manage his money, How do you bill him?
You know, every quarter, Scott trade, a client either signs an agreement to have the fees automatically deducted.
Okay.
To be invoiced, one or the other. 98% of my clients have the fees automatically deducted every 3 months. And that's the only thing. You see, Scott Trade is the custodian. They're the safety net. They're the bank. They hold the account in your name.
So they never write a check to Bill Gunderson?
No.
Okay. All right.
And so, you know, I mean, every quarter, if you want Scott Trade to take it all out, but you know what? It's better quarterly because, look, if the market goes way down and your account goes down, you'll pay less fees.
You know, I explain that to folks
it
all
works
the time.
Both ways.
That you've got skin in the game. The only way for you to get a raise is for their account to go up.
That's correct.
And and if their account goes down, you go down with it.
That's right. Well,
that, you know, your fee goes down.
Yeah.
And so that is really a vested interest on your part. You're not getting paid.
I like fee-based way better.
I
don't trust,
than a commission.
I don't trust commission-based. You know what? I'm sure
I think it's a conflict of interest.
There's a lot of honest commission guys out there. But I worked in a commission house for the first several years of my career, and I didn't see any honest guys there.
Exactly. Wouldn't it make sense?
I went to fee-based almost immediately. And I saw the other guys say, who can I move today? They were in the moving business. Okay,
sure.
They would call Jane and say, I think you need to take the profit here of 5% and buy this one. And every time they move things around
they
and
get paid
rearrange the furniture,
yeah,
that's just been my experience. You know, what pays them the most? Or they would come to us, the wholesalers would have a come visit our firm, and the manager would buy pizzas for the whole, or they'd have to buy us pizzas. And then they would say, hey, brokers, if you sell this product, you're going to earn a 4% commission. You know, I would eat pizza. I would go for the pizza, but I wouldn't listen to those knuckleheads.
Right.
And that's pretty much been shut down. I don't know if they can do that anymore.
So if somebody's paying you, say, $1,000 a year to manage their account, $250 a quarter is just going to come out of their account. And hopefully,
if the amount goes up 13% in the first 3 months of the year, 4 months of the year, then I'm going to make a little 13% more on the fees.
There you go.
But
and
you're happy paying me that, I'm sure.
Sure. I tell people that all the time when I talk to them on the phone. I said, listen, if you're paying him $1,000 and he's making you $5,000.
Well, now I make no guarantees.
No, I understand. Okay. I'm just using that as an example. Then doggone it, it's worth it. If you go on a fishing trip and you bring home $3,000 worth of fillets, well, then it's worth paying the money to go on the fishing trip.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, there's going to be another storm.
Yeah.
There's going to be another bear market. There's going to be another recession.
It's inevitable.
It's cyclical. The average bull market is 5 years. We're now into the ninth year of this one. We've had them as long as 15 years, and this could be one of those times. But I think it pays to have somebody who's actively on the watchtower looking out for that inevitable. I don't see it right now. There's no signs of it out there on the horizon of a recession, of unemployment rates shooting through the roof, layoffs, inflation gone wild. There's no signs of that, but we know that it will hit at some point in time. So that's what people pay me to do. Your choice is to pay a robot to continue to rebalance your portfolio every 3 months, buy more of the bad asset class and sell more of the good asset class. And in the end, it's stinkeroo, in my opinion, in this environment, in a rising interest rate environment. Anyways, that's what we do. I'm a money manager. I do write the newsletter. There's a hardcore group of people out there that do it themselves, and I provide the newsletter for them or the live trading, and then there's a lot of people that say, you know what, I don't want to mess with it. Let Bill do it. How can they reach us?
855-611-BEST. Lisa will be here all day. I'll be here all day. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scott Trade. Scott Trade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.